Good morning, 98.9 to Buzz. Our 8 o'clock hour with Spisano and Sandy. What's going on? Doing shots at 9:30 in the morning with my wife. Get to that in just a second. Breaks of sun, 46. Tonight is area-wide snow possible. Maybe an inch or so overnight. 32 for the low tonight. Tomorrow, back to light snow in the morning and maybe accumulate another inch. Then we'll take a little break. Then by tomorrow night, lake effect will be coming off Lake Ontario. I love doing jokes and people are like, what been up to? I don't know, nothing. Just I got to be home every morning. We're doing shots at 9:30. My wife and I. I'm like, really?
Well, that's how you first met too, right?
Very true. Yeah, the first time we met, we did. Not that kind of shot though, unfortunately. If you have heard or not, my wife and I are going through the in vitro fertilization process. And a week ago this morning at 11:15 was our one little superstar, or one little egg. They gave us one of those old school, looks like a fat. Remember when the fax machine used to look like? That kind of glossy paper, kind of thin.
Okay, yeah.
A little printout of the ultrasound, you know?
Yeah.
And it was just a little dot. They had a close-up of it. And it looked like those melanoma ads that are on Facebook. You know, it's like a giant
mole.
You
gotta really stop comparing it to that.
But she just...
Daddy used to call you a melanoma. I mean, you got to really stop.
Maybe we'll name her Melanie. It's the here's the thing. My wife just texted me this morning. She goes, can we try to stay on time for the shot this morning at 9:30? I'm like, yes. I have to administer, you know, the big long needle, like right in the right in the butt. And put progesterone, which is thick like Vaseline. So it's kind of like, it's one of those... hate, love, hate things to do. It's not fun giving it. I'm sure it's not fun receiving it
either.
Do
you count before you do it? Do you give her a heads up?
No.
You're just like, here we go? Or
no.
You just do it?
Yeah.
I got squeezed. We go through so much, don't we?
So much
respect. To get pregnant, to be a mom.
Oh, man.
So crazy.
But you know,
I think I'd rather get the shot. I think getting the shot's easier.
Mm-mm.
For me. I'd rather get the shot.
Than actually
have
do it?
Than have to do it to somebody?
Hey, listen, man, I'm getting good at this. I'm doing flu shots on the side out of my garage. Anybody want to come over? But, you know, when we're talking about it around our circles, I get two different camps of, oh, you're having a baby. Yeah. And, oh, congratulations, we're so happy for you. So, like, I get this split, like, I get this nonverbal, aren't you a little old to do this? Kind of vibe. And then I got into one conversation with someone there, like, I think you're doing the right thing. You are more established. You don't have to worry about all the mistakes that you make when you're a young parent. You know, you can afford it a little more. Da, 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 da.
I would be interested in hearing from people who had their kids when they were really, really young.
Mm-hmm.
And then... what they say about it now versus the person who had it when they are more established.
Older. Yeah.
Well, I'd be interested in finding out what they say, which way they think is best.
Hi to Buzz.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to make a comment on your age difference of having children.
Yeah. Where did you land in this subject? Did you have them young or older?
Both.
Really?
So my first children, I had at 18 and 20.
Okay.
And then I had my last baby through in vitro at 42.
Oh,
okay,
wow.
So you, wow, you really did them both.
I have.
So what do you prefer?
Younger.
Younger.
Sure. Yeah. Because you don't know any better.
Ignorance is bliss. Right. I love that.
But...
so,
I see my one friend who has same deal when she was 18. I think she was actually even younger than that. And at that point, it was very crazy in her life. Thank heaven she had her parents to support her. But now she is just a few years older than me. So she's in her early 40s. Her kids are off to college. I mean, she's done. She can now, she's free.
Right.
At this age, that's remarkable. I'm almost jealous.
Now, how old are your kids now?
34,
32,
26, and 10.
Nice.
And I have four grandchildren. So my 10-year-old is an uncle.
What advice would you give then to Scott, since you've been there and all mm-hmm. sides of it?
Just be there for your wife as much support as you can. That's all. And those shots are awful.
I know. I feel awful giving them, but I am getting good.
Yeah.
Thanks. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Can you give me a little advice here?
Well, it's to each their own. I mean, if you feel you want to do it, Scott, you have the means, whatever else.
Yeah.
I started early. My mm-hmm. wife was 20. I was 22 when we got together and had our daughter. And next year I'll be 52. My wife will be 50 and our daughter will be 30. She's been empty nest since she's been 18.
Yeah.
It works for us. It works for us. Like I said, each case is different. You can feel that you're too young to have children. You don't want children. You don't have children until you're in your 30s and 40s. In your case, you have a younger wife. You both want children. The bond is there. The mm-hmm. care is going to be there. You're both going to love the child. So it really doesn't make a difference.
Could you see yourself having a kid now at your age, in your 50s?
For me, myself, having a child at 50? In my 50s, no.
I'm not sure. You know,
I've been an empty nester for a while, so I'm kind of selfish because now I can do things. I can buy things. Different things like that, so I'm spoiled now. So
well, that's a
child
good
would be
point.
A picture now
yeah.
for me.
Mm-hmm.
It would but, be for me. It would be difficult.
We've been an empty nesters now for a couple of years, and my wife has never had. This is my second marriage, her first. So I feel, and I love kids. That as I get older, I'll be retiring eventually, and then I'll be able to spend more time with my kid than I was ever to spend my other two.
Yes, this is true, and you're comfortable with it. That's all that matters, Scott.
Thanks,
not
man.
What anybody thinks. It's nothing. It's what you're comfortable with, what you and your wife want.
Well, it's no turning back now if this happens. Thank you. Anyways. Hi, DeBuzz. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, man. Go ahead.
About the stories about, you know, young parents and stuff.
Yep. Young parents versus
young
older.
Parent. Yes, and I was a young parent.
Mm-hmm.
I was 19 when I had my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, I strongly suggest to be very safe for the younger ones that are having kids at young ages, because I'm 27 now, and I wish, not that I would take my son back, but I wish I would have had him now, because I'm a little bit more financially stable.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just would have been a lot better.
Because you want to be able to give your kid the best they can get and, you know, give them, you know, everything they need to grow and learn.
Yeah, but are you ever really financially ready? I mean, kids suck you dry no matter if you have the money or not.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's just a safer bet. Just, you know, a lot of, I was unprepared, you know.
Yeah,
I was
right.
19.
Right.
I didn't know anything.
Right.
I was very unprepared, and
plus you got to work.
I was like, oh yeah, I can do this, and you know, it's still a very hard thing. I'm sure it's all the way around a hard thing, because raising kids is hard.
Yeah, exactly. Well, thanks, man. Thanks for your opinion on this. I appreciate it from the younger generation.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, thanks.